Cecilia Horner arrives at her estranged father Roman's sprawling estate with a clear mission: endure a year working at his manufacturing plant to secure her inheritance and provide financial stability for her beloved mother. The contrast between her free-spirited mother who raised her and her cold, calculating father couldn't be more stark. The mansion feels like a prison, a museum-like structure where Roman doesn't even bother to welcome his daughter. "I have to do this for Mom," she explains to her furious best friend Christy during a phone call. "She's given me everything. I can give her this." This sense of duty has always defined Cecilia: cautious, controlled, and willing to put others' needs before her own. But Triple Falls holds more than just monotonous factory work and an uncomfortable relationship with her father. When Cecilia meets Sean Roberts during orientation, their chemistry is instant. His hazel eyes and playful banter draw her in immediately. At a coworker party, she encounters the mysterious Dominic, referred to as the Wolf by Sean, whose intense silver-gray eyes and commanding presence both intimidate and fascinate her. What begins as a simple summer arrangement quickly becomes a labyrinth of secrets, where nothing is quite what it seems. The sleepy town harbors dangerous undercurrents, and both men carry shadows that will eventually engulf Cecilia in ways she never imagined possible.
"I decide to say yes more often," Cecilia reflects after making a rebellious cannonball into her father's pristine pool, trading safe choices for real experiences during this year of confinement. This philosophy emerges when Sean arrives, displaying a meaningful raven tattoo. Warning signs appear early. Sean mentions breaking into her car, revealing locksmith skills from garage work. Coworker Melinda warns about Sean and his friends, especially the Frenchman, Dominic, described as trouble with fast cars, parties, drugs, and sharing women. Rather than heeding these warnings, Cecilia becomes intrigued. Sean's philosophy of living in the now time contrasts with Cecilia's planned existence. During a hike, he crushes her Apple Watch when she checks the time, delivering a jarring lesson about presents. Their connection deepens at a waterfall cave where Sean prepared a birthday picnic. Cecilia shares vulnerabilities, while Sean reveals details about his manipulative ex, their attraction intensifying as she abandons caution.
Cecilia's life transforms when her relationship evolves into a polyamorous arrangement with Sean and Dominic. After Sean confronts her about her attraction to Dominic, he offers choices rather than denial, admitting he caught feelings for her, helping overcome her initial resistance. Their unconventional relationship begins at a lake during an approaching storm, where they move in perfect synchronicity. Afterward, Cecilia struggles with conflicting emotions. Though she chose this arrangement, she fears future regret. Cecilia lives between two worlds: sunny days with Sean and rainy days with Dominic. Sean embodies warmth, affection, and philosophical freedom, while Dominic offers intensity, intellectual connection, and mysterious depth. With Sean, she explores outdoors and discusses living in the moment, receiving constant physical affirmation. With Dominic, she discovers shared literary interests, spending hours reading during storms. Their contrasting natures extend to intimacy. Sean, openly affectionate everywhere, while Dominic remains reserved, showing tenderness through gestures like purchasing her favorite romance novels.
Disturbing incidents accumulate. At Sean's house, Cecilia accidentally encounters Dominic sleeping naked, their eyes meeting in a moment of unwanted attraction. Later, Dominic corners her in the kitchen, forcing physical contact and suggesting Sean isn't truly her boyfriend. When Sean arrives and Dominic accuses her, Sean merely advises, "Stand your ground with him early or he'll walk all over you." His militant tone and failure to defend her reveals cracks in their relationship, suggesting an alliance between the men. At work, a coworker confronts Cecilia about being Roman's daughter. Vivica shows her short pay stub, accusing Roman of shorting our checks just enough so we don't raise too much hell. Her suspicions grow at a club gathering featuring dangerous racing, mysterious tattoos, and violence. When Dominic viciously attacks another driver, Cecilia glimpses his darker side.
Afterward, Sean cryptically explains she's witnessing something that doesn't exist, a secret society where nothing can be discussed because it never happened. After days of silence, Cecilia drives to the garage, cycling between worry and anger. Finding several cars outside, she's initially relieved to hear laughter until she realizes they're playing songs clearly chosen to mock her. Humiliation overwhelms her as she recognizes the deception by both men, with multiple witnesses to her breakdown. Before fleeing, she glimpses Sean punching Dominic, suggesting complications beneath the surface. 2 weeks later in Atlanta, Cecilia processes the betrayal. Though Sean's fight with Dominic hints he might not have fully supported her humiliation, she can't forgive his cowardice. Most disturbing is that, despite everything, she still loves them both. Her self-disgust gradually transforms into determination for revenge. She believes their affection couldn't have been entirely fabricated. For the first time, she embraces her father's strength. I realize I need to kick and pull myself to safety now, too. I'm thinking I forgot who the fuck I am. During a confrontation at the plant, Sean reveals the shocking truth. You are the secret. He explains that Cecilia's parents were French immigrants who died in a suspicious fire at the plant, a tragedy her father allegedly covered up. Their plan involved exposing Roman's corruption and monopolistic control over Triple Falls, with Cecilia initially being the way to get in. Though Sean insists his feelings became genuine, I love you, and I've been in love with you since this started, learning their relationship began as revenge shatters her remaining trust. Cecilia researches ravens, finding parallels to the Ravenhood. A group of ravens is called a conspiracy, the irony not lost on me, she reflects. Ravens band together as rebellious teenagers until they made out, and they made for life. Rather than remaining passive, Cecilia sets up a sound system blasting music into the woods. I refuse to remain a pawn in their game any longer. After being kept in the dark, I need to take control. Cecilia's plan succeeds unexpectedly when she attracts the Frenchman, a man in a tailored black suit with raven black hair and fiery amber eyes, revealing how blind she's been to the true conspiracy surrounding her. This revelation completes her transformation from naive outsider to active participant in Triple Falls' dangerous game. The former wallflower has become central to the intrigue, taking risks despite her wounds from betrayal. She emerges stronger, her eyes open to the complex web of revenge, love, and power. Cecilia now stands at a crossroads. Neither Roman's obedient daughter nor Sean and Dominic's unwitting pawn, but a woman claiming her own power. She came seeking inheritance, but found something more valuable, her capacity for resilience, passion, and courage to face uncomfortable truths. She's learned that the greatest lies we tell are to ourselves. By shedding self-imposed limitations and embracing her complex desires, Cecilia prepares to author her own destiny.